The following is an initiation lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 13, 1987 in Bangkok, Thailand.
Sadhuri, Deshavok, Tima, Chumnungan. Kar Sadhuri, De Siguru, Le Siguranga, Tima, Chumnungan. First, we're going to do the purification mantras, which will purify from within and without. So please repeat, Sumi. Anyone else who wants to chant? Om.
Om.
Apavitra.
Apavitra.
Pavitra
va.
Sarva.
Vastam.
Gato.
Vida.
Smarit.
Pundarik.
Aksham.
Sa.
Bhaya.
Abhyantara.
Suchi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
You take the 1 spoon of water in your hand. Say Sri Vishnu and sip it. No. You drink, sip it all, and take another scoop, spoon of water. In the same hand. Now she should throw that behind her. On the ground. Now again, put in the hand and say Sri Vishnu and drink it. Drink it. No, no. Now another scoop. Om.
Apavitra.
Pavitra va. Sarva. Asta. Gato. Vira. Smarit.
Pundarik.
Aksham.
Sa.
Bhaya. Abhyantara.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
This mantra means that whatever is impure becomes pure. Within and without. By remembering the name of the lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu. We chant this mantra one more time, and then it's complete. Om. Apavitra.
Pavitra
va.
Sarva.
Vasta.
Gato.
Ida. Smarit.
Pundarik.
Aksha. Sa. Bhaya.
Abhyantara.
Suchihi.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Sri Vishnu.
Just as modern science has found that there are many sounds that have got special effect. The sound is nothing but a vibration.
can all see kind of thing. Then and the thing become vibration.
Like microwave. With microwave, you can send a telephone message. You can also cook a dinner.
When the microwave, the same thing is done. 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 The same thing is done.
Television and radio are also vibration, transmitted through vibrations.
TV, with you,
so in the Vedas, there are different types of mantras which a human being can chant that can produce different results. Just like by mantra, a snake charmer can control a snake. I think even in Thailand you also have. Or they can take the poison out from a snake bite sometimes. But now, this material mantras are gradually being forgotten because now the material alternatives are there, which require less training. The Vedas say there are certain vibrations that if we chant or repeat these vibrations, they make our advancement to perfection very quick, very easy. Just as in Thailand, the Brahmanas chant mantras when the king, I believe, he plows the field the first time. So this was a mantra for purification. There's also some mantras for material purposes, some for mystic purposes, and some purely transcendental. Now I want to chant a mantra to give blessing to the candidate for initiation and to all those present who would like to receive the blessing. This is known as a Swasti Vachana Mantra. Swasti Vachanam. Swasti means to make everything auspicious and perfect. Everything in this world has got defects. Nothing is perfect. So, Swasti Mantra means to make everything very auspicious to counteract any kind of bad influences. To give the ability to perform a particular auspicious work successfully. So, who would like to receive this blessing? Raise your hand. You're over. Om Swastino Govinda Swastino Chutananto Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadhatu Swastino Narayano Narovai Swastinaha Padmanava Purushottamo Dadhatu Swastino Vishwakshena Vishveshwaraha Swastino Rishikesho Hari Dadhatu Swastino Vainatheyo Hari Swastino Anganasuto Hanur Bhagavato Dadhatu Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahanshi Krishna Satchidananda Ganaha Sarveshwareshwaro Dadhatu Om Swasti Om Swasti Om Swasti Karotu Swasti Me Krishna Sarvalokeshwareshwaraha Krishna Dayascha Kuruvantu Swasti Me Lokapavanaha Krishna Vamaiva Sarvatra Swasti Kujatsi Asamam Tataiva Cha Sadakashni Sarva Vigna Vinashanam Krishna Karotu Kalyanam Kansa Kunjara Keshwari Kalindi Jalakalola Kaloha Halakutu Halaha Madhavo Madhavo Vachi Madhavo Madhavo Hiri Smaranti Sadhava Sarve Sarvakarjeshu Madhavam Labhasteshan Jayasteshan Kutasteshan Parabhavaha Jeshaminda Bharasyamo Hidayasto Janardanaha Satyankali Juge Vipra Sri Hare Nama Mangalam Parang Swastayanam Rinan Nastyeva Gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kakuroti vachalam pangulangayate giringati patamaham bande sri gurum ninacharinam paramananamadhamam sri chaitanya ishwaram. So different mantras have different rules and regulations. Some mantras can only be chanted after one is freshly bathed and clean. Some mantras can be chanted any time, any place, without any prior preparation. The chanting of Hare Krishna is a Maha Mantra. There are no hard and fast rules. Can be chanted any time, any place. By any person. However, different individuals will get different results. Depending on how purely one is able to chant. If one chants with a full concentration and achieves absorption, then one can get the full effect. If one is casually chanting without a deep concentration, they will have a lesser result. For those who are very serious about chanting, they should avoid 10 offenses. Just like no one should, no one should offend anyone dedicated to propagating this eternal religious principles. No one can consider the Krishna mantra to be equal to or comparable with the mantras, any material vibration or material mantra, including the names of demigods. When one takes the holy name, one should faithfully follow the instructions of the Guru. If one disobeys the orders of the Guru, that will be an obstacle. No one should insult any of the sacred books which glorify the holy name and the principles of eternal religion. The fifth thing to avoid is giving some imagined meaning to the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Another obstacle is to take the glories of the holy name or the Maha Mantra to be an exaggeration. If you said the Maha Mantra is described that it can counteract the effects of karma, if someone doubts that, that is a type of offense. The seventh offense is to commit sin on the strength of chanting. If one knows that the chanting can counteract karma, so then they make a plan to go and do some sinful act with the idea of later chanting to counteract it. This is offensive mentality. The eighth offense should be avoided when chanting the holy name is to consider the chanting of the Maha Mantra as a meritorious activity. The chanting of the Maha Mantra is beyond the material world. Therefore, it cannot be compared with material merit. Ninth offense is to preach to the faithless. Those who do not want to hear the glories of the name, they should not be forced to hear. The tenth offense to be avoided is to be inattentive while chanting. Even after hearing so many instructions and making promises to chant, if still one does not take it seriously, this is an offense. So one can chant very carefully, avoiding these 10 obstacles, then the chanting becomes very powerful, very effective. The process of meditation in Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga is a 24-hour meditation. While cooking or while doing meditation in the temple, or while working or cleaning, reading, or any other activity. The beginning of the day, middle of the day, and end of the day, one should remind oneself and do everything as a meditation. This human life is very valuable. With a human life, we can end a cycle of reincarnation. We can return. We can end the cycle of reincarnation. We can achieve the supreme abode. Animal and a human being are similar, but there is a difference. An animal has got no religion, no spiritual objective. The human being is an animal plus civilization of spiritual cultivation and religion.
Manushan
So if you have a human being and you take away their religious culture, then what is left? Religion, human being minus religion leaves animal. So it's most important that human beings should develop themselves not only materially but also spiritually as well. The initiation process obliges a disciple before Krishna and the spiritual master in a sacred bond. When someone takes initiation, they're surrendering to Krishna and they're taking his full shelter. To the devotee, Krishna is seen as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, Lord Buddha and other forms are also considered as non-different personality of Godhead. One should not disrespect any of the forms of the Lord. One should cultivate depending on Krishna more and more, step after step. Krishna says that he will protect his devotee. They surrender to him. The means of surrendering to Krishna in this age is by chanting his name. Alright? So this process of initiation is that the disciple promises to make certain promises before the Guru, and the Guru gives a set of beads which were chanted upon. And these are made of sacred tulasi from Vrindavan. The spiritual master also gives a spiritual name to the disciple. The initiation is considered to be considered to be a spiritual birth. Then there's a fire sacrifice. At which time devotees read some of the sacred books. But this initiation is completely voluntary. It's up to the person if they to request it and if they want it. So Bhakti Suni wants initiation, then she can come here. The time of initiation, then the spiritual master takes the responsibility on behalf of Krishna for the karma of the disciple. Just as the wood will be burned in the fire, the previous karmic reactions will be burned in the fire of the devotional activities. One of the four principles?
ไม่มีการกินเนื้อสัตว์ปลาปูกุ้งหอยและไข่ไม่มีการประพฤติผิดในกามไม่มีการเล่นการพนันห้ามเล่นการพนันและห้ามดื่มของมึนเมายาเสพติดทุกชนิด.
You can understand it's a very serious matter to make so many strong promises. But if one can practice this the whole life, one is guaranteed to achieve the Brahma Nirvana, to end the cycle of birth and death. How many rounds do you chant per day minimum Hare Krishna Mantra? So her name is a name, the spiritual name she is about to be given is a name of the supreme energy of Krishna, Radharani. The name means that you're the servant of the purest of the pure.
Purest
of the pure servants. So your name is? Your name is, then I'll say the name also. Suchi Devi Dasi. Yeah. You should pay your obeisances and say the Guru's pranam loudly.
Namah. Namah. ลงแล้วก็สวดบทเสียงดังๆออกเสียง